So, in the second major media shake-up of the week, the chief executive of the Murdoch-owned News Limited, Kim Williams, today announced a major restructure. But unlike Fairfax, he's yet to put a number on the job cuts involved. Mr. Williams insists that with 11 million sales a week for the company's city mastheads, newspapers still have a future. But the area where News Limited is expanding is a long way from the days of paper and printer's ink. While rationalising the papers and sacking staff, News is bidding to raise its share in Fox Sports to 100% and take a 50% share of Foxtel. More from Matt Peacock.
Today's long-awaited announcement by News Limited chief Kim Williams chased two areas of the media business that he knows still make money. And lots of it, sports and business. Subject to approval, News wants to own all of Fox Sports and 50% of Foxtel.
These are great assets. They naturally harmonise with our editorial and commercial operations, and from which we can derive much better value, financially and operationally. It will extend our reach and enrich our content.
But as a newspaper empire, News Limited content is going the same way as Fairfax, down in the new digital environment where Mr. Williams says significant, tough changes are imperative for it to be sustainable. Just what those changes will be is still unclear. Mr. Williams describing a one city, one newsroom structure.
This doesn't mean that everyone will physically move to a single location, but it does mean that we will manage our editorial operation in each state as a single news network.
Mr. Williams says there will be sackings, but he's yet to provide numbers, with some estimates running as high as 1,500 staff. Melbourne University's Margaret Simons.
The devil will be in the detail. There is no detail in this announcement. Unlike Fairfax, they haven't announced numbers to be cut. There clearly will be cuts. And I think realistically what they're talking about is a networking model where your local content comes from a central hub and is simply curated or cut and pasted into multiple mastheads. Now, how that works is not clear from this announcement. And whether or not it can work will depend a great deal on detail, which either hasn't been thought through or hasn't been announced yet.
But one area the company was keen to highlight is its purchase of Alan Kohler's web-based financial reporting service, Australia Independent Business Media, the publisher of the Business Spectator and other newsletters. Margaret Simons sees this as direct competition to Fairfax's Australian Financial Review.
What this means is that News Limited is aiming to be dominant in business news. Business news and analysis is one thing which has been proven to work on a paywall model around the world, and News Limited is trying basically to make the Australian Financial Review very much a second runner in that race.
And while News Limited journalists remain apprehensive over just who will be getting the sack, one man, Alan Kohler, is delighted.
Yeah, very happy. And very happy with News Limited. They're a fantastic organisation and they've been really great to deal with.
And you're now effectively a salaried employee of News, is that right?
I've signed a four-year contract with News Limited, that's right.
So how does that leave you in relation to your starring role in the ABC?
Well, when I started with the ABC, I was an employee of Fairfax. Now I'm an employee of News Limited, and the ABC's as happy now with that as they were when I was with Fairfax.
And the deal that you've done would suggest, I mean, the success of your outfit would suggest that journalism is not over, certainly in the business area, on the net at any rate.
Well, no, and in fact, the whole basis of our acquisition, the acquisition of our business by News Limited, is to grow it. So at the same time as both Fairfax and News Limited are shrinking their print businesses this week, what we're doing in News Limited is we're an engine for growth.
Alan Kohler, financial commentator and now News Limited employee, speaking to Matt Peacock.